From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Lebanese officials say at least 37 people were killed, nearly 200 wounded, when two blasts struck a predominantly Shiite suburb of Beirut. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the suicide attack in Burj al Baraneh, a busy commercial and residential area. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, who are leading the ground assault, cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The European Union has approved a $2 billion fund for Africa. The money will go to combating poverty, which is contributing to the current wave of migration into Europe. The EU says the fund is to promote economic and equal opportunities, security, and development. The United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the country's opposition to resolve the nation's deepening political crisis. In a joint statement Thursday, top officials of all three bodies said it is urgent that the sides meet under the mediation of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News.